Sometimes they go again. What a rainbow turns the clouds away. Well, I'm in a wild blue. The blue turns to gold again. You'll be back within my arms today.
This is Elvis, the making of a legend. I'm Steve Coyne. Ed Sullivan, who said that he would never have the likes of Elvis Presley on his show, changed his tune when he saw the big ratings that Elvis attracted to the Burl and Allen shows. It took Sullivan some time to raise the payment that the Colonel had demanded for Elvis's appearance. Sullivan had told the Colonel that he had a budget, and the demands were just too high. The Colonel came back and told Sullivan, "You'd better make a visit to your sponsors then." Elvis was signed to a 3-appearance deal for the unheard-of amount back then of $50,000. After a long-anticipated and overhyped wait, September 9, 1956, Elvis made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, hosted by Charles Laughton. That's right, the star of Mutiny on the Bounty. Charles Laughton took Sullivan's place as he was recuperating from a car accident. But Ed wouldn't miss Elvis's second visit.
The Ed Sullivan Show. Named America's number one TV variety show, starring the nationally syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News, Ed Sullivan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe, with Elvis Presley headlining tonight. Promise. And during the show, Elvis is going to appear all the way through the show because sometimes people tune in a little late. We've got a great all-star show going along with him, but right now, singing a medley of some of the songs that you enjoy to the extent of boosting them over the million mark, here is Elvis.
I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please a telephone. Well, baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. If you can look right ahead, don't be cruel. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. Do you know what I want you to say? Why should we be apart? A little love, baby Christmas. Well, let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know I'll have you too. Oh, you are true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's a duty you want.
I were young again. No fooling. That's wonderful to be that way.
1956 had been a magical year for Elvis. He had 5 number one singles, 2 number one albums. His television appearances gathered more viewers than any show in history, and he was now a movie star. Last April 6th, Elvis had signed a 7-year movie contract with Hal Wallace and Paramount Pictures. And in November, Elvis's first movie, Love Me Tender, premiered. The title track would become that fifth number one single, and in just 7 months.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's then that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Elvis Presley's celebrity transcended entertainment. He was a symbol for the post-war generation's search for authenticity, and Colonel Parker moved deftly to exploit the opportunity. A stream of Elvis products, lipsticks, towels, pajamas, and perfumes hit the market. They sold with startling ease. America couldn't get enough of Elvis.
Well, Lordy, 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 Miss Claudia, girl, you sure look good to me. Well, please don't excite me, baby, I know it can't be me. Just want to treat me right. You like to bowl every morning, don't come home till late at night.
There were no vocal groups in New York, Hollywood, or Nashville making a fat living, and I mean fat livings, doing vocal backing on records until Presley came along. When Presley came along, everyone who recorded, male or female, they wanted vocal backing on their records. This also goes for guitar players. Do you know that the guitar industry never enjoyed such a huge success until Presley hit it big playing the guitar? Everyone wanted a guitar, and every guitar manufacturer in this country was swamped with orders. This even goes for record players.
Record players, right. And radio.
These are areas that people don't even give Presley credit for.
Someone said he put more people to work in businesses he wasn't even connected with
than
anybody in the history of the world.
Elvis was front page news of the Wall Street Journal. On the final day of December 1956, it reported in the past few months, Elvis merchandise had grossed $22 million in sales.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Hey, if you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. Beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just
to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
he would beg and steal,
just to feel,
yes, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. Begging on my knees, all I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
I'm Steve Coyne. This is Elvis, the making of a legend.